Victims' advocates are calling for sexual violence courts to be funded nationwide after a two-year trial found they cut wait times and were less traumatic for complainants. An evaluation released today shows the pilot has successfully brought cases to trial, a third faster than the average wait times of about 2 years elsewhere. Charlotte Cook reports.
Specialist sexual violence courts in Auckland and Whangarei are here to stay after proving they deal with cases faster and do a better job of not re-traumatising victims. But the rollout of more of these courts across the country depends on resources and funding. Victims advocate Louise Nicholas, a rape survivor herself, says there's an urgent need for more courts like this because justice delayed is justice denied for everyone.
By reading what complainants that have gone through the pilot have said, it was extremely beneficial for the majority of them. But also hearing defence counsel suggesting that this is good for not only complainants but also for defendants.
Louise Nicholas says the traditional court process can be traumatising for complainants of sexual violence.
It's a system they didn't ask to be in, and so if we can provide a safe environment for them to have to relive that trauma, I know that we don't have re-victimisation. We have survivors holding their heads high and feeling heard and believed, and it is regardless of the outcome.
Louise Nicholas says the specialist support provided in sexual violence courts helps victims to overcome the trauma. The chief victims advisor to the government, Dr. Kim McGregor, agrees. Her own survey found 83% of victims felt unsafe during court proceedings.
Complainants felt absolutely bullied and their character assassinated by the defence lawyers. We know that from decades of research in this area that for some victims, being called a liar and promiscuous, or that the complainant wanted the abuse to happen, can ring in somebody's ears almost for the rest of their lives.
Dr. McGregor says some victims have described cross-examinations as more traumatising than the assault itself. She hopes with a more supportive sexual violence court system, more victims will come forward.
If victim complainants have more trust and confidence in the current criminal justice system, there may be more reporting. We believe that only about 10 out of 100 cases of sexual assault is likely to be reported to the police. And of those 10, about 3 are likely to get to court. Of those 3, only about 1.5 is likely to result in a conviction.
Justice Minister Andrew Little says he's keen to see more courts like this across the country, but it's a matter of finding the funding.
We'll have to queue up with everybody else in terms of next budget rounds, but given what this report says about the impact, particularly for victims, but also effective administration of justice, these courts have a positive contribution to make. It's just the sort of thing that we want to see more of.
Andrew Little says traumatising court experiences can be the reason victims don't complain, so a more supportive system is a good thing for justice. For Checkpoint, ko Charlotte Cook tēnei.